We're going to leave you this morning with the final words of our two former colleagues. In each case, former GAA commentator Micheála Mura Herzig, former Northern editor Tommy Gorman. They're going to be dearly missed by their family, by their friends. They'll also be missed by the generations of Irish people for whom they were the voices that they came to value and trust. Whether it was Micheála's description of the field of play or Tommy's trusted dissection of news and current affairs. And we're going to finish with both men in their own words. First, this is Tommy speaking on The Late Late Show when he was retiring from RTE 3 years ago. The veteran broadcaster gave his views on the talk of a border poll.
The biggest achievement of the last 20, 30 years in this country is that we stopped the killing. When anger is in flood, people do awful things to each other. And there's not a day in Northern Ireland when you'd be working when you wouldn't come across somebody who has the scars of that time. And Hume's vision won out. Live and let live. Try and get on together. But if we're to be any way true to what everyone has bought into in the peace process, we just have to make sure that as we're planning this debate, that we don't create a generation or a group of politically homeless people. And that could be unionists. You can't have any sort of a useful Ireland, shared island, if you have up to 1 million people feeling they've been left behind. Because I think this country, north and south, is at its best when it's tolerant. Mm. You look at the good things that have happened, Ryan, you know, relation to gay rights, in relation to minorities, in relation to how we've looked to see some of the flaws in our society in the past. You look at how ugly we were during the Celtic Tiger. Mm. And I think we have to bear those things in mind when we're having the inevitable debate.
Tommy Gorman there. And finally, on another iconic sporting occasion, this time the voice of the legendary RTE sports broadcaster Micheála Mura Herzig, as he reported on the final stages of a match which he himself described as one of the most incredible games of his time covering sport. Here he is covering the closing dramatic moments of the clash between Dublin and Meath in the 1991 Leinster Gaelic Football Championship, which brought to an end a four-game saga between the teams.
They're level at 2-9-15. That's 15 apiece. We're within 30 seconds of the end of the most incredible series of football matches that were ever played in any court the world over ever. The ball breaks to the side of the field. Cut Meath win it. Matthew McCabe has the ball. We're approaching injury time. 20 seconds left. The ball dropped by Liam Hayes. He's 60 yards out. He's inside the 50-yard line. A chance of glory for the captain. Gets it right across the field to PJ Gillen. PJ Gillen gets inside to Dave Beggy. Dave Beggy kicks it. And the ball is gone over the ball. And Meath are leading. Incredible! Incredible! We've 2 seconds of actual time left. The most incredible finale that I have ever seen in any sport. John O'Leary to kick the ball out. What will happen next? Who will win possession? The ball free to the Dublin players. It's inside the 70-yard line. Dublin, they need a point. We're in injury time. Dublin need a point and Jack Sheedy is about to kick a 63-yard free. Possession in around the goal will surely bring another. It will surely bring another free if Dublin get possession. Jack Sheedy, the free is 63 yards out. Could he send it all the way over the bar and become an immortal here today on the 6th of July? Jack Sheedy coming up to kick it right footed. It hasn't the length, it hasn't the accuracy, and it's gone wide. It's gone wide. And we're 48 seconds into injury time. The referee has a look at the watch. The umpires are looking at the watch. Mick Lyons looks at Robbie O'Malley. Robbie looks back at him. They both look towards Martin O'Connell. Is what we have just seen real? It is real. The scoreboard reads Meath 2-10 Dublin 15 points. The kick will be taken. The kick will be taken by Michael McQuillan. We're close to the end. The kick is taken. It's all over. And the Leinster champions, they live on. They live on, and sporting handshakes and hugs all over the place. I have never seen a finale like it.